Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
That's right. After days and days of not having the budget,
yes!
B. Arthur has given us the money, and we're bringing you hour two in lively color. Good morning,
yes!
Everyone.
Good morning.
And welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on My Talk, everything entertainment, everything show me the money. Thank you. I'm Jace. With Lex and Holly, it is Monday, March 27th, 2023. We have TV Talk coming up in a little bit, plus Word Chain hosted by Holly Martindale. Holly Wink Martindale. It's Alexis's favorite game. And more. So stay right there. I'm going to begin, though. I love these types of stories, and I think I saw this over the weekend because, you know, my algorithm on TikTok and Instagram feed me nothing but Karen's videos, which I love so very much. Ken and Karen, because, you know, they call the internet calls male Karens Kens. I didn't know that until this weekend.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah. Kens and Karens. And I Saturday morning, I woke up kind of early before Colin woke up. So I spent a good, I don't know, 45 minutes watching people melt down. And it's so entertaining. The melting down at airports. Did you know this is a thing? People are now, they stand, human beings stand in parking spaces to save that parking space for people.
Just in general.
Yeah. Like they get out of said car and they stand in a parking space to save the space. And then another car comes up and then that leads to anger and altercations and Karen videos. I could not believe how many of these videos I was watching on TikTok that had this occurrence of people enraged that these people, that other human beings were standing in parking spaces to save them walking 4 feet. I was like, yeah. Is it really worth almost getting punched in the face? Is this parking space really that worth it? But yeah, that was a phenomenon I didn't know was enraging people lately. But yes.
You know, it'd be funny to see what's on our For You page. If those are the videos you get, what were...
Oh, that would be funny.
Yeah, just to see.
What's on the For You section? Yeah,
just take a screenshot. What's on yours? But you also have something about a squatter?
Yeah, so one of the Karen videos that I watched over the weekend was these property owners who I take it they have a lot of properties because they walked into one of the houses, unrented houses, and there was a woman in there and was like acting. She couldn't have cared less. She's a squatter. And the owner's like, I own this house. She's like, so? And it was, anyway, well.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. And it was in Florida. Well, here's another story out of Florida.
Oh, boy.
A sheriff, yeah. A couple stories out of Florida this weekend that made me roll my eyes. But a sheriff in Florida is looking for a spring breaker.
Okay.
Caught on security camera going into someone's yard and using it as a bathroom. So here is the Polk County Sheriff on the local news, pleading with folks to find this woman. And the way that he describes a particular aspect of this woman is what's causing him to trend on Twitter this morning. Listen to this.
We have trespassing. It involves a lady that's gone into a neighborhood on Lake Winterset, into the hedge area, and she's popped a squat and showed us her shiny rear end while she goes to the bathroom in these people's hedges. I want you to think for a second. What if somebody stopped their car and walked up into your yard and started doing the number one thing or the number two thing in your hedges?
Best press conference of the month. Best press conference of the month.
Then you make a video and you put it on TikTok.
Yep. shiny rear end.
Oh.
The Polk County Sheriff, Grady Judd, needs our help finding this woman who has, quote, a shiny rear end.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, man.
When you gotta go.
I've been there.
You gotta go. And it totally speaks to this, like on a serious note, speaks to this article I read in the New York Times over the weekend about the lack of public restrooms that we have as a society.
I read that too.
Bless her heart. It was just, she was crowning. It probably was just like, I gotta be discreet about this. And like,
yeah, there's a hedge.
I'm showing my shiny rear end somewhere.
Shiny rear end.
My shiny rear end.
Yep.
At least it's not dull. I mean, that would be a worse describer of your bum, don't you think?
Very true, dear friend.
You're dry, ashy. That would be
unexfoliated.
Yeah, bumpy.
I hope the parents in Florida don't see this woman. If they're offended by David, the statue of David, they're really going to be offended by the shiny rear end of the spring breaker. Hope the kids don't see
That's
her.
That's a new thing, isn't it?
Mm. Yep. Yeah. Mm. Oh, God. But, if this woman is found, do you really want to go through the rest of your life known as the shiny rear end woman? You know what I mean?
That sounds pretty good considering.
You could get a good 3 to 6 months of internet fame out of that.
Yeah.
Couple endorsements.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Surely there's a manager down in Florida.
Oh.
Get you some endorsements.
Right.
Some club appearances.
Yeah.
Bounce a quarter, you know.
Uh-huh.
Going on what you said, Holly, Lex knows this. I'll keep this brief as we're coming up here on a break. I almost had to go in a bush at Epcot Center, and that's a true story. New Year's Eve, there are lines for everything, and there was likely a 30-minute line to go to the bathroom, and nature was calling, and I had to come up with a plan, and there's a set of shrubbery by a fake phone booth in fake London, or in fake UK in Epcot Center, that I was prepared to go in.
Luckily,
I made it.
Thank goodness.
Because of a man from New Jersey.
I had to pee in my prom dress, so I hear you.
Oof.
In a construction area behind Perkins.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow. This is getting better and better.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay. Holly, have you ever
been there? Yeah. Well,
anything like that, Holly?
Well, you know, I went to X-Fest once.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, you know, heavy metal and...
Yeah, you're drinking?
The porta potties I have never seen. I don't know how human beings do some of those things in those porta potties. What has been seen cannot be unseen. And you're like, well, you know what? We're gonna MacGyver this situation.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh,
Lord. Well, there we go, everybody. There's your squatter, shiny rear end, porta potty talk for this morning.
And if you know her, call the authorities.
Let us know. Call, what's his name? Hold on a minute. Call Sheriff, Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd. Isn't that a great name?
Oh,
that sounds like a show.
Grady
Judd.
Yeah. Grady.
We're going to take a break. TV talk aplenty.
What is this, a taste test?
Taste test? I'm in. Give me a
test. Oh, could I just try a little sample? Give me a
test. Just a bit. Just a taste.
It tastes cheesier.
Let your taste decide.
Jason and Alexis present TV Taste Test. Give me a
taste. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis. In the morning, we are so glad you are here, as is the case on a lot of Mondays. A lot of TV talk. Two big shows returned. Over on HBO, we had Succession. Over on Showtime, Yellow Jackets. Let's start with Succession. Alexis and Holly watched.
Ooh, Holly, I don't know if you felt this way, but there was a lot of like, oh, I forgot that happened.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Thank goodness they did a replay or a recap of the last three seasons at the beginning, because there were a lot of things that I didn't have time to go back and watch. I know a lot of people did. But then it just felt really long and winding. there were a few times I had to rewind it. Like, what did they say? Okay, how does this relate? You can't fold laundry while you're watching Succession.
No, you can't fold laundry. But the Roy family, back in fine form.
Woo!
Part of the joy of Succession, it's just the incredible writing and the incredible acting. Everyone knocks it out of the park. I love Brian Cox's Logan Roy. Things we cannot say on the radio that he says.
Oh my God, the Patrick. All of the cuss words.
Oh,
you could have a drinking game and just be completely inebriated by the end of it.
You'd be so drunk.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite?
I think it's Logan.
Logan is.
Yes,
okay.
Logan. Logan Roy, the patriarch, Brian Cox. Yeah, I
up
really
there.
Like him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. I like Roman, Kieran Culkin. There are a couple times, just like the sarcastic one word, couple word answer backs that I just, oh man, it's the levity, the comedy that you need. Because this is really, when you think about the crux of this, the family fighting over power and control over this media company and then also some other, you know, businesses that they might be starting on the side. It's kind of sad, really.
Oh, yeah.
But it's breaking them apart.
Yeah, it's a tragedy, but it's also funny.
Yes.
Because
the way they present it.
We're talking Succession, the return on HBO, the final season. Without being too spoilery, where are we in the family discord? Where what's the crux? What's happening right now as we begin this final season?
Well, Logan Roy is celebrating his birthday in the most secondhand embarrassment, sad birthday fashion, because his kids are not there, and they're over in their own little huddle, trying to figure out their next business move.
Scheming against him.
And scheming against him on his birthday.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the people around him, he's realizing that they're just kind of yes people, just, you know, kissing butt kind of people, where his kids will at least push back. And he's like, come on.
Right.
Make fun of me. Do something.
Oh, yeah. That's awkward. Oh, my gosh. He gets a bunch of people in the room and he wants to be roasted. And he demands that these people roast him, but they're too intimidated and scared by him.
Like a Dean Martin roast?
You know, Foster Brooks, only if he was there to add some levity. 100 points
for that reference.
100 points.
1,000 for the pop culture points if you're keeping track at home. 1,000 pop culture points.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. So, you know, he has gained this ultimate power, but with this power, he's realizing that it also comes with ultimate isolation.
I was going to say lonely. It's lonely at the top, as the cliche goes.
Yeah.
And then all the drama between the kids, too, and do they trust each other? And, you know, it's just, wow, everywhere you turn, where's the trust, where's the loyalty? Definitely not in this show.
Mm-mm.
Are there any kids of his that are on his side? Because when I, you know, Colin and I watched season one, we have not gone back. There were different alliances. Does Logan have anyone on his side?
Not right now.
Okay.
The weird, awkward part is that his son-in-law, though,
yes,
is on his side.
Yes.
And so that whole relationship is weird because he's married to his daughter, who is against him.
Yes.
Oh.
So,
and their relationship, the daughter and the son-in-law, their relationship is on the outs.
Ooh, yeah.
So then that makes another layer of awkwardness there.
Yeah.
But it's so good. I'm really curious to see what they're going to do. That you know, this is the final season of Succession.
It is.
So,
which I think is smart.
Yes.
You know, HBO shows don't need to go on for 9, 10, 11 seasons like network shows.
No.
This is good.
No.
Wrap up the story.
Yep.
Yeah.
Over on show, so that's Succession. Again, that's HBO. Over on Showtime, Yellow Jackets return for season 2.
Yeah, what'd you think, Chase?
I liked it. I really liked it. I think it extended some of the mysteries that they started in season 1. And just like Holly said with Succession, it's not so much the writing with Yellow Jackets, but the same compliment applies for Yellow Jackets. This damn cast.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I mean, both the young version, because this is the show, everyone, if you don't know, what do they play? Baseball?
Soccer. Whatever,
soccer.
Yep.
They get into a plane crash and they are deserted. And that's about all I can say. But stuff happens. Cannibalism and all that stuff. But right. And it jumps back and forth. It jumps back and forth between modern times when these girls, because they were rescued eventually. We don't know how. We don't know how, why, who, all that. And it goes back and forth between modern, current times and back when they were stranded. Yeah. And these young ladies who play the younger versions, especially, I want to point out specifically the young actress Sophie Thatcher, who plays young Juliette Lewis's character, Natalie. Oh, my goodness. If you close your eyes, you would swear that was Juliette Lewis's voice coming out of that young actress.
Yeah.
She, her read style, the way that she speaks is very, it's a spot on Juliette Lewis. It's almost scary.
It's, yeah, and then, I agree. Yeah. I feel like in some ways Juliette Lewis is playing herself.
I kind of do too. Yeah.
Oh, man.
And Christina Ricci as Misty is so damn, again, using Holly's compliment from Succession and transferring it to Yellow Jackets. The acting in this is such, I mean, we got Melanie Lynskey. We got Christina Ricci as far as the adult cast, Juliette Lewis, Jasmine Savoy Brown. Just a lot of good actresses in this show. So many. Oh, God, they're good. Yeah. What did you think, Lex?
I didn't love it as much as I thought I would. And maybe it's just I had the bar too high because it was coming back and I'm thinking this is great. Because I think maybe that first season they needed to establish more of the story, what happened with them more as children and then how it's affected them as adults. I think they had a better balance. This one, it just is getting into the extremely weird. And normally I'm like, yes, this is great. Yeah. And I'm excited to see. I'm still going to watch it. I just, at the end, it was kind of like, all right. I didn't get much resolve from when they were kids. Now I know that we have the whole season to do that. And they maybe felt they needed to flesh some more stuff out as adults. But there's a couple of them that you're just like, wow, this is really going to the extreme weird.
Oh, see, I anticipated this. I thought I was expecting the weird in season one. And I was a little disappointed we didn't get some of the cannibalism in season one, which is a very odd statement to make. But yeah.
But there's a lot of mystery around it and, what happened and how it affects their lives as adults. That's what keeps me is that those stories.
Yep, absolutely. So Succession on HBO, Yellow Jackets on Showtime, or I'm sorry, Paramount. Let's make this confusing. Paramount Plus with Showtime. Thank you for making this confusing for consumers. Aries, that's wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. Trust. Yep. You want trust when you're dealing with your face. Hey, it's Jace for Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. I have talked about proudly Skin Rejuvenation Clinic for 10 years and 24 days, right? 24 days. I think that's how long. Yeah. 10 days, 10 years, 24 days. They were one of the first folks to sign on with Jason and Alexis in the morning. And, when we're talking about services like Botox and fillers, you're talking about your face, your body. There's a lot of places that do Botox now. I mean, it's as prevalent as a shoe store. But why would you trust just anybody with your face? Skin Rejuvenation Clinic has professionals. They have folks that have done these procedures literally for decades. That's why I trust them. Alexis, my mother, my husband, my aunt, my friends, they all go to Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. So why haven't you called today? Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk, streaming now live on our app and And later, go to our app to listen to old episodes. Or as we prefer to call them, finally aged. Finally aged.
Yeah. That's right.
Like cheese and wine. Yes. Perfectly aged. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. And speaking of Holly, it is time. It is time for Word Chain. Right, Holly?
Yes, that's right. Here we go.
It's time for Word Chain.
With?
Jason.
And?
Alexis.
Also?
Holly.
Jason and Alexis add a word to the previous word to form a new phrase. So, for example, we start with the word dance. Then someone adds the word club, becoming dance club. Then someone adds another word, and then it becomes dance club soda, so on and so forth. Now, if a player forgets a word or can't think of a word to add to the chain, they're out. But then, just because it's Jason and Alexis, we just start over again.
We just start over again.
Let's be real. Yeah, until the clock runs out. So, I've got some words this morning for you, Jason and Alexis.
Yes.
And we're going to start with Alexis this morning.
Okay.
And your word, inspired, again, by the changing of the seasons, is flower. So, Alexis, our word chain begins this morning with the word flower.
All right, flower bed.
Flower bed. Sheet.
Flower bed. Sheet. Rock.
Flower bed sheet rock. Enroll. Garden.
Okay. Flower, sheet, rock. Oh, gosh. Sheet, rock.
Start over, Lex. Start over.
Oh, I messed up. I already messed up, didn't I?
Oh, no. You can keep going.
Oh. I'm sorry. I messed up. I was distracted by...
You missed bed.
No. Yeah, sorry. Shoot.
Okay.
All right, let's do another one.
Okay.
Okay.
We're going to start with you, Jason. Your word is bicycle.
Bicycle stand.
Bicycle stand chair.
What?
Is that, maybe that's not one. I was thinking of a standing desk. Stand. Let's start over.
No, sorry.
Would be stand point?
Okay.
Stand. What would be stand?
Mixer.
Okay.
We'll start all over.
All right. All right. Let's do another word.
Okay.
Well, Jason, we're still going to start with you.
Okay.
Your word is water.
Water fountain.
Water fountain soda.
Water fountain soda pop.
Water fountain soda popcorn.
Popcorn, yeah. Water fountain soda pop corn corn muffin.
Water fountain soda popcorn. Oh, you said cob, and that's all I have in my mind. Corn. Oh, my gosh. You just said it. Muffin.
Yes!
You did it. You did it. Top.
Oh, good one. Water fountain soda popcorn muffin top. Shop. That's a store. Top shop. Okay. Is a store.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. All right. Big money. Big money.
Oh my gosh. Water fountain.
It was your word.
Soda.
Yes.
Pop.
Yes.
Corn.
Yes.
Muffin top. Shop. Shop.
Yes. Take your time. Take your time.
Shop. Oh my gosh. Shop. Hop.
Shop hop?
Yeah. It's a shop hop. Have you heard of the yarn shop hop? In fact, it's coming up soon. You go from the different yarn shops, you hop, and you get things.
Okay.
A shop hop.
A shop hop. That's okay, we'll take
it. Okay, we can start over.
Except it. You justified it.
You justified
and whether or not that's actually real or not.
It is a shop hop. There's many of them. I trust. Yes.
Okay, we'll trust.
Water fountain, soda, popcorn, muffin, top, shop hop, hop. Hop. Hop up. Hop up. You're hopping up. Hop up. No?
I mean, you know what?
Holly.
Keep going. I just want to see how long y'all can remember this.
You hop up on a couch.
Sure.
Okay.
All right. We'll take it.
Okay.
Okay. We started with water. Water fountain. Soda. Pop. Corn. Muffin. Top. Shop, hop, up. Stairs?
Yes!
Okay.
Upstairs, right. Yes!
Jason, can you do it?
Oh yes. Water fountain, soda, popcorn, muffin top, shop, hop up, stairs. 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 Stairs, stairs, going up the stairs, 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 stairs.
I didn't set you up for success there.
Stairs. Hold on. Give me two more. Give me a couple more seconds. Stairs. 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 Carpet. Stairs. 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 Stairs.
This is a hard one.
But you guys did it.
You know what? That was... Was that the best one we've ever done?
No.
Oh, it's
we've
not?
Had more words before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. This is pretty good, though.
Yeah, you guys
Holly,
did it.
Think?
Yeah, I do think so. And you know what? Son-in-law dad approves. What are we going to do next, son-in-law dad?
Let's chow down here and munch on some grinding.
Yeah!
Yes!
Which one are you, Bartles or James? I love it. Oh, that was good. That was oof. Oh, God, I was sweating there a little bit.
Yeah, look clenchy.
That was, oof. Okay. When we come back, we have a good update. Something happy about Jeremy Renner. Wait till you hear this. Plus, the good and the bad, sad news for Reese Witherspoon.
And now, a hilarious, and we use that term loosely, dad joke.
That's a good one, Dad.
From Alexis.
What do you call a man with no shins? Tony!
This has been a dad joke.
Very funny, Dad. Hilarious.
From Alexis.
I don't know why I do enjoy it. I enjoy that one. I enjoy that one a lot.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Welcome back. We have a whole new batch of dad jokes you'll be hearing over the next month or so. We're so glad you're here. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk, Everything Entertainment. Before we go on to the good and the bad, we have good news, bad news, we'll call this segment. Lex, I didn't see it on the rundown. Is Angel watching the Final Four? Is he watching the NCAA? Okay.
Yes.
March Madness.
And if anybody has any semblance of a bracket left, good on you. Because seriously? Three of the four teams have never been to the finals.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. UConn's only one.
There were some serious upsets.
Oh.
At the early stages of March Madness. Yeah, your brackets probably got blown out of the water real early on.
And if you're left, I would imagine you have made a lot of money.
Yeah, already. Yes.
I would like to speak to you for a small personal loan.
Yes. What are your interest rates like?
Exactly. Can we discuss terms and conditions, please? Oh, that's great.
Oh, yeah, he's in it. He loves it. We were watching last night.
Oh, good.
Now, we were watching the women's basketball teams as well.
Yeah.
And in the fourth quarter, like the score was like 40-20.
Oh.
It was so low scoring. We were just like, wow, this is, I mean, and in general, even the guys' games too were like, you know, 50 some, you know, top some of them as well, but
yeah.
Anyway, it's just really fun to watch both.
Oh yeah.
See what's going on.
Holly, are you watching too?
No, I just watch casually. You know,
you
keep an eye on these things.
Yeah.
But some of the statistics about the Final Four, no top seeds the first time since seeding began in 1979, none of the one, two, or three top teams made the final weekend.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. So this is going to be a very unique game, Final Four. UConn, Florida Atlantic, San Diego State, and Miami.
Oh, so I'm my joke is probably true. If you're still in it,
huh?
You have made some money.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because you just picked randomly. See, that's why sometimes
right.
The people that just pick randomly, I probably would have done pretty well.
Yeah, and if you picked by cute mascots, you probably did all right. They've got a husky, an owl, or some kind of bird. I don't know what that is.
Or Larry King.
Larry King, the letter U. It's really great.
Oh, see? I should do that next year. Just pick by the animals.
Yes.
I should just pick by the mascots.
Yes.
I'll do an entire crate. Yeah, next year. Let's start with good news.
Yeah.
Good news for Jeremy Renner, right, Lex?
Very good news. Guys, he's back on his feet. He shared a video yesterday walking on a treadmill. Now, remember, New Year's Day, he had that terrible accident with the snowplow that it weighs more than 14,000 pounds. Oh. It ran over him. He broke 30 bones. He's been under many times under surgery. And now he's back home. In Vegas, he lives in Reno, Nevada, but he's back and he said, she's coming home with me, which is the treadmill. And he says, now I have to find other things to occupy my time so my body can recover from my will. And then he hashtagged mindful, intended, and recovery. So really good news for him.
Oh, yeah. That's quick.
Yeah.
Think about it. It is only March.
Mm-hmm.
That is... Well, he's an Avenger, for heaven's sake.
Yeah, superhero, I mean, getting it done.
He's Hawkeye. If anybody can recover quickly, Hawkeye can.
That's right.
Just saying.
Yeah, he's 52.
He's a good-looking guy. He's, you know what? He's, to me, unconventionally handsome.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. For sure.
There's just something about him.
Yeah, he's got that swag.
He does.
He definitely does.
For sure.
He's like a dude, you know, like a man.
Yeah.
I don't even know what I mean by that. But
he's out helping his neighbors, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Getting run over by his big old snowplow, you know?
Oh, God. Can you imagine?
Oh, no.
You try to do well and then you get hit. Yeah. That's just awful.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, since we're already speaking about awful, sad things.
Well,
Reese Witherspoon, right before we, like at the beginning of the weekend, right, Holly? She dumped some sad news.
Oh, yeah. This is a classic Celebrity 101 move. If you want to dump news... And you don't want anyone to talk about it. You release it on a Friday afternoon so that everyone will forget about it. But we did not forget.
No.
You're on the Jason and Alexis show. Reese Witherspoon and her husband, Jim Toth, have announced the difficult decision to divorce after 12 years of marriage.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, surprise to us, but I guess in Hollywood, it's one of the worst kept secrets that it's It's basically, it's been nothing for some time.
Yep.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yep. An insider shared with Page Six, you know what? No big scandal or drama. Just two people who essentially became co-parents, and they don't really have any romantic feelings for each other anymore. And that they're going to keep working together for the time being. I mean, we'll see about that.
Yeah.
All right. Because he also represents her, too, right? Isn't he a manager of some sort, too? That's kind of how they met, or an agent?
He's an agent. And I don't know if Jim Toth represents Reese Witherspoon, but you know, he did work for a time at CAA, which is one of the big top talent agencies. He's mover and shaker in Hollywood. Yeah. You know, during the time of their marriage, Reese Witherspoon broke out, became a huge mega producer on her own.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, with few exceptions, probably, I shouldn't say few, with several exceptions, Oprah being one of them. You can read the tea leaves will appear in the form of spouses not coming to premieres.
Oh, that's a good one, Jason. Good one.
I mean, Oprah and Stedman are never together. Maybe that's the secret to their success. They are never together.
Yeah.
Oprah lives her life. He travels the country speaking motivationally to teenagers. Mr. Graham is a good guy. But other than Oprah and maybe a few other people, you can always tell when the spouse stops arriving, coming to red carpet stuff. And now that this was announced, I went, oh,
yeah,
she has been with her friends a lot on red carpets.
Yeah, you'd think that someone in the biz would want to be there every time.
Yeah.
But yeah, unless it's something's going south with their relationship, which it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
I thought about that when this was dropped, but Holly, you're so right. If again, Hollywood speaking it, my talkers, if celebrities dump something on a Friday, and I got to tell you too, it's not just celebrities being in the local news business. If businesses, just regular businesses too, if they want something hidden, they know when the 5 o'clock news is, they know when the 10 o'clock news is, they will bury it. They mm-hmm. will release it at like 4:15.
Yeah.
It'll be like a B. Arthur email. It'll come at 4:15 p.m.
You're most likely to get let go on a Friday also.
You are. Yes. If you walk into your place of business and your photo is taken down off the lobby, you know it's going to be a bad day.
Oh,
yeah, that's happened.
Uplifting that's news. Happened. Now, I will say that this is sources over at Page Six. A little shady. Yeah. To your guy, Ryan Phillippe, Jason.
Were they shady?
Yeah, they were shady towards Ryan Phillippe because the first source talking to Page Six about the divorce of Reese Witherspoon and Jim Toth said that, you know, Jim was just a solid, dependable, stable guy, which was refreshing after years of bleep with her first husband, Ryan Phillippe.
Oh, yeah, he's a mess. Let's be clear. I am under no illusion that Ryan Phillippe is a balanced and reliable individual. I would strictly just stare at him. It's strictly the physical.
Oh, quiet. You just run silently in the rain, okay, with your shirt off.
Could you please run in slow-mo with your shirt off?
Oh, my God. I'll play Chariots of Fire for you.
That's right. Please, don't speak, Ryan. I just need you to very, very quick, very slowly run around on the beach for me, please. When we come back, it's the one and only Am I the Asshat, plus another winner in our Pick Your Prize contest, a full Dirt Alert, Drag Race, and more. That. So, go get some smoothies, go get a bagel with some schmear, and we'll be right back.